The bar continues to be raised. The factory is becoming digital, automated, and smart. It's also partially gaining increased autonomy through massive computing power, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. Technology will be a terrific enabler to increase productivity in our manufacturing and supply chain processes and cannot be ignored. Education and continuous organizational learning become critical dimensions in every organization. It is for this reason that I find this series of books about modern manufacturing so helpful for the executives who lead the operations of manufacturing companies, and for the skilled engineers, technicians, facility designers, maintenance professionals, schedulers, electricians, machinists, assembly workers, and all the other people who keep these facilities running efficiently and reliably. I was fortunate to cross paths with Michelle Segrist in the summer of 2017. At that time, I was setting up and optimizing the North American operation and supply chain for German industry champion Festo, a world market leader in industrial automation. The factory was relocated from Long Island, New York, to Mason, Ohio, greater Cincinnati area, to better support the company's growth trajectory. Michelle was looking for an article about innovative industrial companies, and Festo was a perfect example since innovation is anchored deep in the company's DNA. Since that time, a long friendship and many more joint projects evolved. I'm particularly proud to write the foreword for this ebook, as Michelle and I truly share a passion for industry champions and industrial best practices. Through the course of her career, Michelle has had opportunities to visit dozens of factories across the globe and to report for her readers about the most fascinating business cases. Michelle now brings back some of those cases and articles in a series of three books which highlight industrial best practices in the context of the modern factory and modern manufacturing. Best-in-class companies across different industry sectors are highlighted for their visionary strategies and for the leading role they play pioneering trends and methods that give them a competitive edge. We will learn about the different elements and technologies shaping industry and marking signatures of the fourth industrial revolution. Learn how GE Aviation is using 3D printing technologies, additive manufacturing, to push the limits of physics allowed by traditional casting and milling, which impacts lead times and pricing, but also innovation and components performance. Read about how pharmaceutical and medical giant Eli Lilly secures plant reliability, managing more than 600,000 assets with modern predictive maintenance to secure equipment availability and high levels of overall equipment efficiency to produce life-changing treatments for medical patients. Discover how drone technologies are used in massive petrochemical production plants, from Reliance Industries Limited in India to conduct inspections in difficult-to-access and remote locations, keeping people, equipment, and communities safe. Explore how Mercedes-Benz innovates with energy management and combines new technologies and mechatronic systems to advance its operational performance and safety standards. Or how the Palm Beach Zoo manages a complex and dangerous environment using hardware, software, and methods which are well familiar to and inspired by complex industrial environments. Innovation and change will continue to disrupt and challenge the status quo, and the most agile and smart companies will continue to compete by optimizing technology adoption while keeping their people at the center of everything they do. All of the companies featured in Michelle's articles recognized early on and continue to champion the idea that people are at the core of success. These same companies invest heavily in training and education to attract and retain the best talent. In the meantime, I'm sure that Michelle is already scouting the next biggest developments across manufacturing for us while exploring and reporting about the best practices of world-class companies. Read about Yannick Schilly's manufacturing contributions at www.navigatecontent.com/blog. Introduction by Michelle Segrist, President, Navigate Content, Incorporated. My first impression of Paris was most likely different than anyone else's. I drove right past the Louvre and the Eiffel Tower and headed straight to the Poste de Mazes pumping station located beneath the city in the infamous sewers of Paris. I was equipped with a full-body protective jumpsuit, heavy rubber boots, hard hat, protective glasses, and a gas mask. Then I walked down into literally the bowels of the City of Light. I waded through the waste of a million Parisians, swatting flying insects from my face, to report about